Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Night Is Still Young, a Billy Joel podcast, a podcast dedicated to the music of Billy Joel, the life of Billy Joel, and everything about Billy Joel. My name is Mike.
I'm Tom.
And together, we're going to be deep diving into all of the music of one William Martin Joel. Billy Joel has had a career that has spanned, 50 years?
He started in like 1972 and
1971's first solo album. Yeah,
1971.
He's
yeah.
still playing sold out shows at Madison Square Garden once a month. He's got an amazing career. So this is not an official episode. This is just me and Tom kind of introducing ourselves. We're going to talk about what we plan to do on the podcast, and just kind of give you a little introduction to what you can expect.
It's a teaser.
So a lot of what this podcast is going to be about is Billy Joel and not only his music, but kind of what he means to us, what he means to people, what his music means and what it stood for. I don't think it's a far stretch to say he is one of the best and most successful storytellers in music. His greatest hits, the songs you think of when you think of Billy Joel, they all tell a story. They all tell someone's story, whether it's his own or him putting himself in someone else's shoes. I think it definitely invokes emotion. Definitely makes you feel something. I definitely remember the first time I heard Billy Joel, though. Tom, I am curious, where did you first kind of hear Billy Joel? What was your first kind of touch with him?
So exactly what you said, like, no matter where you go, Billy Joel's going to be practically everywhere. And I think I first heard the music of him, well, first appreciated his music while we were driving down to the airport to go to Comic-Con. Because, I mean, I'd heard it before and I'd liked it before, but I never really stopped and listened to the music before that. And now I love Billy Joel.
You're older and wiser now. That was a year ago. You're older and wiser now.
Yeah. And I like to think that made me older and wiser. But exactly what you said, like, he has been a definitely influence Kennedy Central Honors. Wait, what was that? Oh, yeah, the Kennedy Central Honors.
Center Honors, yep.
Center Honors. In 2013, Billy Joel was given the Kennedy Center Honors. And you might think, well, what is that? Is like that like a Grammy Award? No. So much more. It's an award for influencing America through music. And only a handful of people have that. No, like half a handful have that. And Billy Joel's one of them.
Yeah. Plus, he's got Grammys. How many Grammys does he have? Do you know?
6 Grammys out of 23 nominations.
Yeah, the boy did his homework. That is absolutely right. I mean, he's got 12 studio albums, rock and roll music. He's got
He has 12 studio.
Solo albums of rock and roll music. He's got one album, Fantasies and Delusions, of classical music. We're going to cover those 13. He's got 5 live albums. He's got like 10 compilation albums.
Signed contracts with 2 of the most famous record studios, Columbia Records, mm-hmm. and after his live performance of Captain Jack, which soon became like a favorite of Philadelphia. And it was because of that contract that he released The Stranger, which became which sold over 150 million copies in Philadelphia.
Well, not in Philadelphia, but The Stranger. Well, he has sold 150 million records, which makes him one of the most successful artists of all time. You're right. He's got a really successful career. I don't know anyone that doesn't know at least one Billy Joel song and love one Billy Joel song. My story with Billy Joel is when I was just a little bit younger than you are now.
I'm 10, by the way.
I had two cassettes. I don't even think you know what a cassette is. But
I do know what a cassette is.
Okay. Well, between vinyl records and CDs. Us kids of the 80s, we had these things called cassettes. I had two of them. I had the soundtrack to Flash Gordon.
Who's Flash Gordon?
Yeah, exactly. Flash Gordon was a superhero movie, an early 80s version of a superhero movie, and the soundtrack was done by the band Queen. We know Queen. You love Queen.
Yeah, I love Queen.
Well, you love Queen by...
Wait, was
by
Flash Gordon about the DC character? Please tell me.
No, that's Queen. The Flash. Flash Gordon was a football player.
No, Gordon. Was Flash Gordon about Gordon?
No. Flash Gordon was a football player who got transported to an alien planet and had to save a pretty girl. But anyway, not so much the movie. The soundtrack was great. So I had that cassette, and I had Volume 1 of Billy Joel's Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2. And I wore out this cassette. I remember the day it broke where... The tape inside would go from one end to the other end, and eventually it came unspooled because I listened to the damn thing so much. The name of this podcast, The Night Is Still Young, is actually a song that he never released on any album. It was a song that was actually only released on the Greatest Hits album, and it remains one of my favorite Billy Joel songs. And that was that's where I found Billy Joel and changed my life. I have loved him ever since. He has been my favorite.
Not like that, right?
Not like that. No. We're just friends. God, that would be that's a whole other kind of podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Daddy's love affair with Billy Joel. If Led Zeppelin is my favorite band, Billy Joel is definitely my favorite, definitely favorite solo artist and definitely my favorite musician. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. We haven't been through all the albums yet. We're going to be going through this. We're going to be going through this mission together, listening to every album. Every week is going to be a different album. What was going on during that period? What was going on in his life? Billy Joel has a crazy life. You don't even know half the stories yet. Billy Joel has been betrayed. He has loved. He has lost a bunch of times. He has lost all of his money a bunch of times. He has made so many bad deals. I mean, wow. He has had a really actually interesting and difficult and fascinating life. So all of that definitely influenced his music. So we're going to be talking about that. Each week we're going to go through a different album, our first official album, which will drop. We just decided on May 9th, which will be Billy Joel's 70th birthday. We're excited about that.
70?
Yeah, he's going to be 70.
He's going to be
70 on May 9th. Our first album, we're going to cover his early life, his couple of garage bands that he was in, and then his first studio album, solo project Cold Spring Harbor that came out in 1971. But like I said, we're going through all these kind of in real time. I've listened to just about all of his albums at some point in my life. Some I know better than others. Tom hasn't really listened to very much Billy Joel other than the kind of hits of the curated list I've played for him. That being said, what would you say your favorite Billy Joel song is right today without having listened to all of it yet?
I have three. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Thinking about it. For the Longest Time I like it because it's jazzy. It's not like the slow Billy Joel songs, which I love still, but the jazzy, like, whoa. For the Longest Time. Like, that's just jazzy, and I really like that. The musician, I'm pretty sure. No, The Entertainer.
Yeah.
The Entertainer is an amazing song. Where Billy Joel was kind of narrating his own life, because if you think about it, the stuff he says in that song sounds a lot like his actual life, or what I know of his life. And River of Dreams was the name of his last solo album, And the song River of Dreams, so good. It's slow and it's nice and it just makes you feel happy.
Those are three great songs. The Entertainer was one of my favorite songs by him for a very long. It was my favorite song by him for a very long time. It's not. It's currently my second favorite song of his right now.
Well, what's your favorite song?
Oh, you gotta wait. Do you think now you've given three great choices? Do you think that you're gonna find another song going through this project that you're gonna like more, or do you think that those are gonna hold up as your favorites?
I don't know. well, again, I haven't listened to all of them. And that is, those three were my favorites, but I definitely do have more favorites. Innocent Man being among them. Piano Man being like my top four, my fourth. But I do think that I'm going to find some songs that I really like, but I feel like For the Longest Time and Entertainer are going to hold up. Maybe not River of Dreams, but I think Entertainer and For the Longest Time are going to hold up.
I think that's a very good prediction. I'm curious to see how it plays out. I will tell you, The Entertainer is one of my favorite songs of his. There's a song called Summer Highland Falls, which is my favorite song of his. Do I think my list is going to change? Probably not, but maybe, because they're actually just going through Cold Spring Harbor as we're getting ready to record that. There were songs on there that I feel like I had never heard, or at least I hadn't heard in a really long time. So even for a lifelong fan, which at 41, I mean, I'm a 30-plus-year fan of Billy Joel, even for me, there's a lot of music out there that we're going to kind of discover at the same time. So I'm excited about that. So we're going to do his studio albums. We're going to do the classical album. We're going to do the Rush album. We're going to do Songs in the Attic, which is a special compilation of live performances of certain songs. And we're going to cover his three greatest hits albums. That's at a minimum. There's a couple of good treats in there we're going to talk about. We're going to have fun with this. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for people to hear it. I think a lot of people like Billy Joel are interested in his music. It's going to be interesting to see the conversations about the best songs on tracks on albums, the worst tracks on albums, and which ones are just utterly forgettable. So I think that's going to be it for today for our little teaser episode. Like I said,
it's a teaser.
A teaser, a teaser.
A teaser, a teaser.
So look for The Night Is Still Young, a Billy Joel podcast, episode 1, covering Cold Spring Harbor and the early years of Billy Joel. That's going to drop on May 9th of 2019. That's how we're going to celebrate the Piano Man's 70th birthday. Do you have anything you want to say, Tom, before we say goodbye?
No, but...
Well said. Well said, sir. Well said.
Keep listening to Billy Joel and Excelsior, because it's Stanley's...
R.I.P. Stan Lee, and we'll see you guys for episode 1 on May 9th. This has been The Night Is Still Young, a Billy Joel podcast.
I'm young enough to still see the passionate boy that I used to be, but I'm old enough to say I got a good look at the other side.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.